you can't catch your breath while running. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. So, to probably no one's surprise, as you can hear, I am sick again. I think I got a flu and I'm trying to heal, but I do know I have been overworking myself and stressing quite a lot lately, which probably added to the illness and a lack of recovery, so to speak. My immune system is also not the strongest, so once again, whomst is surprised that I'm sick. I have been working on my health, but for this week's episode, I wanted to discuss not only healing in terms of physical health and healing, but also an emotional healing from things, because a couple of weeks ago, I got into a relatively huge argument that affected me emotionally for the longest while, which I think added to my lack of healing and just terrible immune system. But I also am a very emotional person and tend to take things very personally when I'm upset, when I'm feeling attacked in a way. And I think that definitely killed my immunity because I did not sleep properly for days after this happened. I visited a friend, I went to the mall, I also after this ended up going to the airport, which as you know is filled with people and a lot of moving germs. So I don't know what all contributed to me falling ill, but I was. And I went to the chemist a couple days ago and finally got the meds I had been hunting for that helps me heal, especially from like this flu-like thing that I know I have. So I've been taking it. It knocks me out because it's decently strong, but I know it does what it needs to do. Especially if I take it an hour or so before I go sleep, it knocks me out and I sleep hard, and that is my best healing time, because I know if you're a long time listener of the channel, you'll know that I always say sometimes I just need a 12 hour nap, because that is literally what I do. I'll take the meds and I'll sleep like 12-13 hours and then I'll feel immensely better. So they have been helping me quite a bit, but I think healing is what we need to speak about today, because I have a few tips on how to heal better than what we've been doing in the past, especially for myself. So it's more me to me, but feel free to listen along. So a couple of things I've been doing, I will mention, but I think the first step before all of that is to understand the importance of just taking the damn break in order to get better. I always equate it to the fact that you can't catch your breath while running. Okay, even if it's on a hamster wheel, even if it's on a treadmill, you cannot catch your breath while you are running. It just does not work. You need to stop, you need to get off the thing and get into bed. Lay down, take some meds, sleep, have a nap. It's called rest and recovery for a reason. You need to understand it's not putting you behind to stop and heal. It's actually making you better, it's getting you stronger, it's helping your body heal for the next leg. You need it. It's important. Stop thinking you can just muscle through and, you know, sleep when you're dead. We don't vibe with that hustle culture anymore. That toxic hamster wheel culture is so lost here. We're not there. Move on with your life. Please and thank you. After you've understood that, after you've gotten your meds, after you're resting properly, you need to nourish your body, okay? So you need to be eating the right things, things that are good for you, things that are actually easy on your body to take in. Soups are a great way to do this because you get a lot of nutrients and things in one meal that's actually easy to swallow. Stews and those types of things are really good as well. Just make sure it's something that doesn't come from a drive-through or a delivery app. Those are generally not too good for you. I will forgive instant meals that you either throw in your oven or pop in the microwave. Like I said, soups, you can get them ready-made, you just pop them in the microwave. Those are really good options, especially if you feel more on the weaker side and don't have the energy to cook, I will definitely forgive that. Get some veggies you can just boil in a pot. Get some soup you can just heat and eat. Get something you can just shove in the oven. Do that. One thing I personally love to do is do a veggie pan. So random veggies chopped up, sprinkled with salt, pepper, spices, oil shoved in the oven, and Bob's your uncle. You can actually get like pre-cut veggies at almost any store you go to. So you can just pick your favorite one of choice, buy like a bag of it, throw it on the pan, off you go. And if you want the whole meal, you can boil some rice, throw some chicken in a oven dish, throw it in the oven with some stock, throw the veggies on a separate tray underneath, and basically in like 20 minutes, you've got chicken, rice, and veg. And off you go. Easy, low effort, healthy and nutritious. And you made it yourself while you're sick. So there's just bonus kudos for you. So eat well, eat good, nutritious food. And then once you're better, you can go get your KFC or whatever. Do that. Everything in moderation. But when you're healing, hunker down on the healthy foods. The next tip I'm going to give you is something that is kind of, I don't know, normal? Anywho, the next step I have is to have a hot shower or bath. I could live in a bath. I'm a Pisces. Or I could just live in the shower for forever. So, like, that's why I say it's a weird tip to give because, like, I live there. But having a hot bath or shower, and the emphasis is on hot, is to firstly burn off all the germs and get rid of all that ick. But then also the steam from the hot bath or shower actually helps with a lot of nasal issues. So especially if you have like flu-y symptoms, it really can help open up the airwaves. And then as a bonus, once you're done with that, you get to put on nice PJs and just swim in your bed. Like, do that. That's such a nice feeling, having nice pajamas on after a good bath. And especially if you like to do skincare and stuff, putting on your lotion, putting on all your good stuff, that's always a fun bonus, especially now that you can actually smell how nice you smell. Yeah. The next step is feeling a bit redundant, but trust me, it is a step all of its own. Take it easy as much as possible after you've recovered. Just because the illness is gone doesn't mean you're back at 100. That's not how it works, okay? Especially if you've done something like go to the doctor and be on antibiotics. You still need to ease back into your usual routine. You don't want to shock your body by going from 0 to 100. Slowly start incorporating things. If you're someone who was physically fit, but this threw you off, slowly go back to the gym. Start pushing lower if you are someone who likes to lift heavy weights and things like that. Your body's not going to be the same. You're going to need to build it back up again. So just slowly start incorporating things. If you were on vitamins and things, but you stopped to just take the meds, slowly incorporate them every other day or something like that. Change up your diet to make sure you're getting in the vitamins as much as possible, so you don't need to only rely on supplements, especially for things like vitamin D or omegas. We generally lack that as people, so trying to incorporate that through food or like literally just going out into the sun, wear your sunscreen, please and thank you. It is important to remember that you've just recovered, you need to ease back into your routine and build it up again. So don't rush after a recovery, okay? And then the final tip, which is kind of the one I needed the most at this time, is to deal with the emotions you've gone through in a healthy way. Some people like to use the gym as a therapist, and I like that, but no, don't do that, especially after you've just recovered from something. It's not good. Don't do that, please. Find other alternatives, like writing it out in a journal, writing a letter to the person and just burning it or tearing it up or something like that. Speak to a therapist if you can afford it. Speak to a friend who understands a lot of things about you, not trauma dump on a new person. Things like that, because holding on to emotions can physically affect you in the worst way possible. And I speak from experience, so trust me, don't do that. Find healthy ways to get it out, because holding on to it is just going to cause you to self-destruct in the long run. And no one needs to be there for that explosion. Least of all you. So find ways of dealing with it. I know for me, meditation is one way to just see what keeps popping up. And then journaling after a meditation session helps sort through all those things. For other people, therapist, friend, any other options, please let me know. Like I said, gymming is also a good one, but not if you're recovering or if you're sick. So yeah, so that's me in a nutshell and what I've been going through. And it's terrible because I've also been trying to do the whole 30 days of productivity. I actually have all the footage that I'm actually editing at the moment, so that will go up. You will not be left in the lurch, I know, trust me. It's annoying for me as it is for you. Valentine's weekend was when I got sick. So I was luckily at home with my mom. My siblings and my father went to a car show. It happened to fall on Valentine's this year. It's usually the week before, so they never really miss it. It was Valentine's weekend. We got stuff on Friday, so I just chilled over the weekend with my mom. And it was really nice. But one thing I will say is take care of yourself, because no one else will. And if you do have someone that does take care of you, be grateful. Cherish them. Keep them close, but not in a weird way. Don't like, no, you know what I mean? So anyway, that is the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to my medical-induced ramblings. The song of this episode is You Can't Hurry Love by The Supremes. Because like healing, it takes time. You can't hurry it. You need to just slowly get through it. And very much like love, it will find you in the right place in the right time. If you are in a state of needing to heal, you will be knocked down until you just rest. So just rest before something worse happens. Please and thank you. Okay? That is it for me. I will try and recover, because as usual, I keep trying to be a better being. And I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.